Chapter 30 In my father's house are many mansions. Of course, when I pulled the trigger, I died. Liar. And Tyler died. With the police helicopters thundering toward us, and Marla and all the support group people who couldn't save themselves, with all of them trying to save me, I had to pull the trigger. This was better than real life. And your one perfect moment won't last forever. Everything in heaven is white on white. Faker. Everything in heaven is quiet, rubber-soled shoes. I can sleep in heaven. People write to me in heaven and tell me I'm remembered, that I'm their hero. I'll get better. The angels here are the Old Testament kind. Legions and lieutenants, a heavenly host who works in shifts, days swing, graveyard. They bring you your meals on a tray with a paper cup of meds, the Valley of the Dolls playset. I've met God across his long walnut desk with his diplomas hanging on the wall behind him. And God asks me, why? Why did I cause so much pain? Didn't I realize that each of us is a sacred, unique snowflake of special, unique specialness? Can't I see how we're all manifestations of love? I look at God behind his desk, taking notes on a pad. But God's got this all wrong. We're not special. We're not crap or trash either. We just are. We just are, and what happens just happens. And God says, no, that's not right. Yeah, well, whatever. You can't teach God anything. God asks me what I remember. I remember everything. The bullet out of Tyler's gun, it tore out my other cheek to give me a jagged smile from ear to ear. Yeah, just like an angry Halloween pumpkin. Japanese demon. Dragon of avarice. Marla's still on Earth. She writes to me. Someday, she says, they'll bring me back. And if there were a telephone in heaven, I would call Marla from heaven, and the moment she says hello, I wouldn't hang up. I'd say, hi, what's happening? Tell me every little thing. But I don't want to go back. Not yet. Just because. Because every once in a while, somebody brings me my lunch tray and my meds, and he has a black eye or his forehead is swollen with stitches, and he says, we miss you, Mr. Durden. Or somebody with a broken nose pushes a mop past me and whispers, everything's going according to the plan. Whispers. We're going to break up civilization so we can make something better out of the world. Whispers. We look forward to getting you back.